Welcome back to Another Craft. Let's talk about how this shapes up for this year, and how is the tour looking from an overall standpoint?
Well, two different questions. I mean, in terms of how this shapes up, I've said this many times in the last couple of weeks, but I can't remember a time in my 5 years when more of the best players in the world are playing their best. I mean, Suzanne Pedersen's hurt, which is really tough. But outside of Suzanne, you're talking about some of the best in the world performing at their best right now. Inby, Stacy, Lexi, Paula, So-Yun Yu. I mean, it's Lydia Ko. I don't know who's going to do it, but usually about this time, a lot of people are limping through injuries, or a couple people had to withdraw. But you're talking about the best of the best playing their best. I haven't seen it in my 5 years. This is going to be a full scale shootout.
I tell a lot of people that don't follow the tour or follow it on the fringe that, to me, this is like the Masters of the LPGA Tour because of the tradition. Do you agree?
Yeah, I was telling players last night at a Rolex dinner that I flew home on the weekend of the Kia Classic before coming back here on Monday. And when I was home in Orlando, we had a Symetra Tour event, Futures Tour event. And we had a rain delay on Saturday when I was there. And all the players were asking me questions about the Craft Nabisco. How far is really 17? Is 18 always reachable? Can you ever reach number 9? Like, they're asking me questions about holes. And I can think of only the Masters where you have that kind of discussion where somebody says, tell me about 13. How reachable is it? How high is it from the fairway and 9 to the green? And it's our Augusta. It's our place where 8-year-old women have watched this on TV, and now they're getting a chance to play it. And they know every hole before they get here.
Is a lot of that because it's always the same course every year, and that makes it extra special?
They've watched it since they were kids themselves. Right. I mean, they watched Brittany Lincecum with the hybrid on 18 to 5 feet. So everybody has a memory of this course. Everybody has a memory of walking over the bridge. Everybody has a memory of jumping in Poppy's Pond. And those memories are 5, 6, 7 years of age. So now to come over and participate, you can just see it in their faces. I mean, they're so proud to have scaled the mountain and have reached Utopia, and this is it.
It's pretty funny because the other day I was there on Sunday at the Kia, and I interviewed probably 12 of the players, and almost every one of them says, my entire dream is to jump into that pond.
Right.
Isn't that something that
it's funny. We spend a few weeks early in the year over in Asia, Australia, Thailand, and Singapore. And, I'll be having breakfast or lunch with a player who's playing well. I said, man, you're really playing good. And the typical response is, I feel like I'm getting ready for Craft. I mean, we could be months away.
That's interesting.
But they're talking about getting ready for Craft. So this is the moment. They know that this week changes careers. This week changes lives. So play well this week and your career will never be the same. And that's what's exciting about the next few days.
How important was it to have Paula come back in the winner's circle the way she did it, too? I mean, that was – it'll be unforgettable.
What's funny is I've been saying this for a while. I love the global nature of this tour.
Right.
I love the fact that the best in the world come from all over the world. But for 4 years, I've watched the best American players do press conferences all over the world and try to justify why aren't more Americans doing better. What's really happened in the last 12 months, and most fans haven't seen it yet, is 5 of the top 15 players in the world are Americans. 3 of the top 10 players in the world are Americans. You're talking about, Stacey Lewis, Christy Kerr, Paula Creamer, Lexi Thompson, Angela Stanford, Elizabeth Salas, you're talking about young American golfers in the prime of their golfing career playing unbelievable. And Paula's just one of 10 or so Americans that can all win this event this week. And that's exciting for the tour. It's exciting for the U.S. fan.
Speaking of Lizette, she's from my area in L.A. And a USC person. I mean, I talked to her. She was so close to winning again. I mean, if she ever wins, she could be a wonderful new face for this tour because she has a personality that's out of this world.
I told her in Hawaii that if you look at the history of great winners – Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Tom Watson, Julie Inksters. They had a lot of second places before they broke through. And when they broke through, it was a floodgate open.
Exactly.
And what I see with Lizette is kind of falling the same. She's putting herself in a position to win week in and week out. And when you do that, the floodgates are coming,
So I'm curious, now that it's the last year of the Craft officially, what are the expectations, or is this something that is going to evolve?
The expectations is to get better. I mean, I say this with every tournament. I have zero doubt that this tournament will only elevate. And I don't mean that against Craft. I'm just saying the next person's going to come in and say, how do we take it to another level? That's what I love about, about new spokes. They walk in and say, this is great, but how do we make it better? And we've already, through Gabe and the game, we've already got a list of 10 or 12 things that we think can ratchet it up a notch. And for most players, they'd say it'd be great if it just stayed the same.
Sure.
But staying the same is not our game.
So how do you get the kind of sponsor that you need for this huge event? I mean, how difficult is it?
Well, I always say, when you meet with a sponsor, they usually ask 3 things. They ask, what do I have to do to have a great field? where do I have to play to have a great venue, and how do I make sure that I have excellent TV and media coverage? And what I would say with this event is check, check, and check. Like, you don't have to worry about it. You got that. Most other tournaments all around the world stress about those three things.
Sure.
Those three things are a non-issue here. So the benefit for me when I'm out talking to sponsors is the things that you worry most about are non-worries here. At this point, you can focus on taking care of your customers and watching great golf because field, venue, and media is already built in.
Is there a goal of when you have to have a sponsor so you can prepare with enough time for the next season?
It doesn't matter to me. I've already told the GM from the club, don't book any weddings. Don't tell me about a bar mitzvah or high school graduation. We're coming back. And if I don't find who I think is the right 10 to 20-year sponsor, we'll do it without a sponsor for a couple years. It's too good to let go. I mean, I feel pretty comfortable we won't be in that position based on the number of companies already kicking the tires. But I don't want to feel pressured about putting somebody in. I want to find somebody who's going to help us take it to the next level.
How much of that is the fact that way IMG has helped, I think, maybe back this tournament as much as they have? Not the tournament, I'm sorry, the tour. Does that make the transition a little easier, whether or not you find the perfect sponsor or not, because they're a big part of this too?
The whole tour is based on partnerships, whether it's partnership with Kraft Nabisco, whether it's partnership with IMG. But at the end of the day, we survive, the LPGA, on great business partnerships, and IMG is a great business partner. And whether we'll do this together for the next 2 years or the next 22 years doesn't matter to me because they're already a great partner all around the world for me.
It sounds like you're just totally brimming in confidence, though, for everything.
Zero concern about the future of this event.
I mean, that's the main concern of everybody, because even some of the girls are telling me, hey, I don't know what we're going to do next year, but I think we'll be back at the Dinosaur course forever.
Yeah, book your hotel room. We're coming back.
It's good to see you, Mike.
You too. Thanks.
All the best.